Diseases, addictions, and compulsions know few barriers in society. Color or ancestral background generally do not exempt you from issues like alcoholism or problem gambling, which is precisely why the Oregon Lottery and partner agencies now are talking to problem gamblers in Spanish as well as English. The outreach materials, centered at the website Oregon Problem Gambling Resource, OPRG.org, are now offered in two languages, and so are services offered over the phone as well. Thais Rodick is the Assistant Marketing Communications Manager for the Oregon Lottery, and she's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Thais, thanks for joining us on the Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the air this morning.
So the existence of a Latino Advisory Committee on Problem Gambling suggests there's been concern for some time.
They've been, as I understand, they've been in service for quite a long time.
Okay, and so tell us about the formation of this approach then, because it sounds like it has been a while in the works.
We started at the Oregon Lottery. We started advertising our problem gambling outreach efforts in Spanish in December of 2013. We basically just transcreated the radio ad from English to Spanish, but we kept the old phone number, which was the 1-877 My Limit. And we just translated the numbers to Spanish. But if you hear 1-877 My Limit translated in Spanish, is 1-877-695-2847. So it didn't translate in language as a mnemonic device for callers to understand and potentially call that phone number for help. So in working with the Latino Advisory Committee, we devised a new phone number that potential problem gamblers could remember in Spanish, and it would be easy for them to remember. And folks answering on the other end of the line are also Spanish speakers, so they're able to provide services in Spanish.
And so what's the mnemonic you ended up with there?
We did a few brainstorming sessions, and a lot of these toll-free numbers are not available anymore, but it's 1-844-TUVALES. T-U-V-A-L-E-S, which means you're worth it. That was an approach that we wanted to adopt, the Oregon Lottery and the Latino Advisory Committee, because it's uplifting and it provides the message of help and recovery, which we thought was important, especially the treatment providers thought that was important for people as they're going through, their gambling addiction and for them to know that there's a message out there, there's hope, and treatment is available free, and that it works.
And what is that in numbers, since we gave the other one in numbers?
Yeah, let me look that up on the website real quick.
But it's 844-TUVALES if you're doing it as a mnemonic.
Yeah, if you're doing it as a mnemonic device, it's 1-844-888-2537.
2537, okay.
That's correct.
So it's a tricky business when you're trying to reach a different audience. You have to find new ways to reach out to them, and this is one way, is coming up with a phone number. What do we know about the growth of problem gambling among Spanish speakers in the state of Oregon?
I wouldn't be able to answer that question because I'm not – the Oregon Lottery is not the one providing the treatment. Oregon Health Authority is. As I think one of the quotes on the new release we had was from Nicole Corbin saying that currently there are only about 6.6% of the population who are receiving problem gambling treatment are Latinos. So, and we know that the growing population of Latinos in Oregon is about 12%. So there's definitely a gap in there between the population and the amount of folks who are currently receiving treatment. And we hope that with these efforts, more people, if they need treatment, are going to seek treatment within the Latino and the Hispanic community.
All right. So when you said 6.6%, but 12% of the population, 6.6% of the problem gamblers, Spanish speakers,
Latinos.
Okay, and then 12% of the population. So perhaps a smaller percentage of the Latino population then prone to be problem gamblers, or at least reaching out for the help.
Reaching out for the help. But again, we've just started. We just translated the website. It went live February 27th in Spanish. And we've had outreach efforts in radio with radio ads since December 2013, but we just started as of December 29th with a new phone number. So hopefully that will help get the word out. And one of the important things that the Latino Advisory Committee also mentioned is that a lot of the people who call are not only the problem gamblers, but their significant others. And help is available for significant others as well. So when we recorded the radio spot, we recorded it with both a male announcer and a female announcer, so it would appeal it would appeal to both, you know, potential problem gamblers and or their significant others. So,
what kinds of services can be made available to the families of problem gamblers if the problem gamblers themselves, for example, don't seek out assistance?
They can call the 1-844-2-VALES and also be directed to potential counseling and be able to talk. And I think there are some support groups and some help available to significant others. On the website portion, there's also an outline of how to have the conversation and how to approach someone that you might think has a gambling addiction and how to basically not confront that person, but how to offer help.
We're talking to Thais Rodick, who's the Assistant Marketing Communications Manager at the Oregon Lottery, and we're talking about programs for Latino gamblers, problem gamblers, offered through a variety of organizations, but generally through the website OregonProblemGamblingResource.org. You just heard the discussion of the phone number that has been given out now anew for people with issues. If you're an English speaker and you're looking for help at a phone, it's 877-MY-LIMIT. If you're a Spanish speaker, it's 844-TUVALES. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Bill in Medford, welcome to another discussion about gambling on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, good morning. You know what my pitch is going to be. Kudos to you good people who are combating this this disease, but don't you consider it to be ironic that the state of Oregon continues to purvey this toxic product?
In the sense that that they're helping, but they're also creating some of the issue as well.
Well, we're selling poison to the people, and then we're furnishing services to help them with their poison problem.
All right, thanks for that, Bill. Thais, I'm sure you've heard something like that before.
Yes, we have, 1% of the Oregon Lottery transfers every biannual goes to fund problem gambling treatment services, and that for the 2011-2013 biannual added to $10.5 million, and that goes to Oregon Health Authority for them to provide services. We also, in addition to that, have dedicated advertising funds to advertise problem gambling and responsible gambling treatment available to our players. We want to have a responsible player base. We don't want people to play irresponsibly or play more than what they can afford. That's why when we advertise our problem gambling services and responsible gambling services, we ask people to set a time limit, set a budget, and stick to it. So it's something that we take very seriously.
What do you have in the way of numbers that indicate what the numbers of people who seek out the services over the course of a biennium are? I'm trying to figure out how the $10.5 million divides up person to person.
Sure. We don't have that currently. There is currently underway or about to get started a prevalence study that will help identify the percentage of problem gamblers in Oregon. The last one we had identified the number between 1 and 3% of the population had a gambling addiction.
Between 1 and 3% of the population?
Correct.
Generally. Okay.
Correct.
And so how staff the programs? I mean, were there issues to hiring more people to staff the gambling hotline, for example?
You know, I wouldn't be able to answer that because that's done through Oregon Health Authority and Emergence in Eugene, but I do know on the website now when you look on opgr.org, when you look for treatment and you type the specific counties, we'll come up with the, when you click search, the name of the person that's available at that county will come up right away and their phone number and information. And one of the initiatives that we have for the Spanish version of the website is when you click on it, it will have the specific name of the person who speaks Spanish. So, you know, the Latino Advisory Committee is comprised of a variety of problem gambling counselors, and their names are listed under the counties in which the services are provided. So, for instance, in Jefferson County, if you click in there, you would be directed to Cipriano Juarez in Madras, and his phone number will be listed and what the facility is. So
very specific kinds of local services?
Yeah, very specific local service. And we wanted to bridge the gap, you know, between people that are seeking treatment and finding someone that they can connect with right away. And so with this, with their phone number and their name, we know that you can talk to that person right away, and you know that they'll be able to speak to you in Spanish. So there won't be any barriers, or you won't have to be transferred, you know, from person to person. You'll be able to talk to a counselor or right away.
Thais, speaking of barriers, it's not just an issue of changing language. I mean, there are certain cultural constructions that probably
sure.
are required in here as well. So, I mean, what efforts have been made to do more than just take a program generally directed at white English speakers and just change out the language? I mean, what other efforts have you made to make it more, look more and sound more like something that would come out of Latino culture in Oregon?
You know, I wouldn't be able to speak to that because, again, that's part of what Oregon Health Authority does. But what we did do, I'll give you an example. When we were translating the website, there is a specific page in there that it says, you know, help for problem gamblers. And it says, how do you approach? We were talking about that earlier in terms of, you know, if you're the significant other of a problem gambler, how do you have that conversation? And in the English version, the advice was, you know, first seek a place where you can have some privacy and you're able to, you know, you feel safe and you won't be interrupted, and then be sincere and direct. And that is not something that translated into Spanish because you, in the culture, you can't be direct. You can't, sometimes when you're direct, that can come across as being blunt, and it wouldn't be taken as well as if it was an English speaker. So we changed it in the translation. We said, be sincere and be simple. But be sincere was the part that was, you know, wasn't the direct part, and be straightforward. So those are some of the nuances that we were able to approach as we were translating the website. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just a direct translation, you know, through a services. There was a lot of thought and effort put into it to make sure that the cultural nuances were considered and were taken into consideration so that folks could relate to it.
Again, Thais Rodick, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Associate Marketing Communications Manager at the Oregon Lottery. We're talking about approaching problem gamblers in Spanish language now and Spanish culture as well, Latino culture, I should say. So you mentioned some of the avenues of outreach, some radio ads, and what other ways are you trying to get the information out to the people who could use the services?
You know, we have the website, and that's up now. We also do, for the English-speaking portion, we do a lot of social media ads, and we do what we call a trigger campaign, which is when you type problem gambling, or when you're, if you, for instance, on Facebook like a certain casino, or if you play some of the online games, you know, Candy Crush, War Games, you get served our ads. And our ads will say, you know, do you have a gambling addiction? Call for help. Treatment is free, confidential, and it works. So I imagine that in the future we will also use some of those ads and translate them again into Spanish and make sure that they're served on social media to users who can potentially have a gambling problem. Again, our audience for these ads are adult Oregonians, 21 plus, and anyone who may have, you know, who may play online games, who may like online or regular casinos, so that we know that they are most likely players. We don't know if they're if they have a gambling addiction, but again, we're broadening the base so that anyone and everyone that could have a problem is aware that treatment is free, confidential, and available to anyone in Oregon.
I understand the lottery now has a responsible gambling code of practice.
That's correct.
And tell us a bit about that.
So that is our effort to really take responsible gambling through every asset of our business. We are, and our public communications manager would be able to speak more about that. But we're offering training to all of the employees, all of our retailers. We are working currently with the OLCC to provide server training for some of the retailer staff members who interact or may interact with potential, you know, with our players and with potential problem gamblers on a daily basis, to identify the signs and to be able to offer, to approach and have the conversation with someone about, hey, you know, you may have a gambling addiction, you may have a gambling problem. This is the phone number that you call. So we're looking at it 360 and all the different aspects and different ways that the Oregon Lottery can educate and increase awareness that, you know, of two things: of our responsible gambling practices, which is to set a time limit, to set a budget and stick to it, and then also that there's free help available for problem gamblers in Oregon.
That's interesting. You said the OLCC, so I'm assuming that this is going to be in the hands of bartenders. They'll be putting
Correct. That's one of the things that we're currently working on. It's part of their, I believe they take a training every 3 years or so. They're required to keep their license, their liquor license through OLCC. And so that's one of the ways that we're trying to increase awareness and provide services out there.
Interesting. So they have to keep an eye not just on consumption of booze, but also consumption of the
Well, I don't know that it will be, reinforced, but they will go through the training, so they will be aware of what the signs are.
They'll know what to look for anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. The stuff available through OPGR.org, Oregon Problem Gambling Resource. I mean, they get personal counseling. All that kind of stuff is all available to them through that.
They can do chat. Yeah, they can do text messaging. They can do, and a counselor will be available 24/7.
There are other minorities speaking languages other than English in the state of Oregon.
Correct.
Is there any outreach considered there for people who speak other languages?
Yeah, we're starting to work. So much like the Latino Advisory Committee, there is an Asian Advisory Committee as well, and we're starting to have the conversation of, you know, what do we do in order to also offer services available to other minorities who speak other languages other than English. The challenge with some of those programs is that not all of them have counselors available statewide, and we just want to make sure that whatever we put on the web, we are providing the right expectation. So if we put something in there that people can get to help in different languages, but it's certainly something that we're looking at right now.
For right now, it's in English and Spanish at opgr.org online, 877-MY-LIMIT. If you speak English, 844-TUVALES. If you speak Spanish. Thais Rodick is Associate Marketing Communications Manager at the Oregon Lottery. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.